Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, Mpo, have you noticed? Oh, of course you have. Those things are yellow. I'm a Bajaj. those bolts are Bajaj. It's called Bajaj, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a Bajaj.
Yeah, they're not even cars. They're like quadricycles that have been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems as though Uber have now responded to those guys. And now they are introducing Uber Moto. They've started the piloting program to get motorbikes, e-scooter, scooter baba, shy scooter. You know that song? Yeah. Now we've got e-scooter, Zama Bolt. Already, Zama Uber. Already we've got them in the form of Uber Eats,
the
courier,
60-60
as well, and everybody else that's now delivering the grocery stores. And Uber has kicked this off in parts of CBD, Jozi CBD, the western part of Jobi CBD. Rides start from 18 rand. The driver must provide you a helmet for peace of mind, and so that no pieces of your mind are on the ground. Anything ever happens.
Trust you.
So I don't know how you feel about sharing a helmet with other people, like Fagamakanda, now Fagikanda, Lana.
I'm actually just thinking, imagine a soul. Is the helmet that's going to fit him? Let's start there.
Sure, so you must have your own.
You know?
I've got a massive head. And also, is there weight restrictions? Because it's only one person allowed per ride.
Mm-hmm.
So, driver, and then
But here's my concern, right? We have seen how these delivery cyclists, or what do you call it, motorcyclists, drive, in especially in peak hour. More often than not, they don't care about their own safety. They don't care about anyone else's safety. Now, I worry about them maneuvering through traffic with somebody sitting at the back, right? Because if anything happens and a motorbike falls, the first person who's going to be injured is the person at the back. You know?
Because
when as the driver, you have more control than the person at the back.
But in their defense, I've seen how they drive and they're quite reckless how they ride. But in their defense, firstly, they know they're not carrying a human, a mover. They're carrying food.
You are a human, Wena, as the driver. Let's start there. You are a human.
Yeah, but some people don't care. Some people drive more recklessly when they're by themselves, as much as they are still human, but they know they're not responsible of anyone else. If there's a mishap, they'll take full accountability. And secondly, those guys work under duress. Let's be honest. They've got a timer that's telling them, you better get Saul's food by his place within 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they've got pressure as well. Now, I don't know what the rules are with them and the employer, but I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's quite different right now with these guys. Juliet, as the traffic lady, does it make sense when you're in a rush, you know that scooter will just, you know, swirl through traffic and meander through traffic, and you'll get home quicker?
I guess those are the pros, because we all know Joburg traffic, it gets really congested on the roads, and having affordable transport like that could be of our benefit. You know, the cost of living is very high. However, like Mpo was saying, we do have a high number of accidents on the roads, so we will need like stronger enforcement with regards to the laws around it. Also, I mean, it would be like a government enforcement, because there will be passengers that decide, I would rather be on a bike, because it happens in different countries. There are the borders in Uganda. I think several countries have
in
that.
India,
Latin America, Asia, even in Nigeria.
Yeah. Another concern is the state of our roads, infrastructure. There are a lot of potholes. There are a lot of sinkholes. So for motorbikes,
that's true,
traveling on our roads, that could be also high risk. So it's a thing of cheaper in exchange for a cost of life, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of a situation.
My big concern, which none of us have spoken about yet, is the taxi guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, look, if you've used a taxi at yours, you'd know that Amanyama taxi also perela at Noord, right? And then you'll take another taxi if you want to get yourself to Brie, or you're going to walk. Now, this is a good alternative.
Yes.
Now, doesn't that expose you to danger? Because we've seen how the taxi guys react to e-hailing services.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen cars being pelted and burnt, and people sometimes have lost their lives just trying to put food on the table for their families.
Mm.
Now you're in the line of fire. You are literally exposed.
Eish. And my other thing is also licenses. Yes, we understand Uti, these guys will probably need some form of a license in order to ride around.
Yeah.
But some of these delivery guys, you look at them and you're like, you probably really gave a license, which you probably bought somewhere, because I can see Uguti, the rules of the road, ngata was guys.
Yes, and Ikuta, you can really ride with Amalenas.
Do you know what I mean? So there's also that concern. How stringent are they going to be in ensuring that this person actually not only knows the rules of the road and is also going to drive safely? Because now it's not just about your life, it's also about the life of the passenger.
And then there's that last thing of now we're going to look like every other major city in Africa. You know, growing up, you see Kute, Ghana, Accra,
but that's what happens when you don't have a proper public transportation system.
And also human behavior, one of the biggest mm-hmm. factors on the roads. Guys, I can't get over this. I have to take it out. I saw somebody doing this with a passenger, but with the baby on the back.
You see.
On the weekend, it traumatized me.
On a scooter.
Baby was, you know how you tie a baby on your back?
No.
So but on a scooter. I had to get that off my chest.
Let us know, what are your thoughts? Are you excited about riding on a scooter from your place to work now that Uber is introducing this new thing, Uber Moto? Do let us know.
What we need to be asking ourselves is, do these people have valid driver's licenses? Because as far as I'm concerned, you can be a driver or whatever driver with a learner's license on the scooter for however many years. It makes you a legal driver. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Firstly, most of these people are illegally here, and I do not see the reason why they should be putting other people that can't even deliver normal sushi looking like normal sushi. Otherwise, not really. So if you're in Unjani, nangapa, hygiene guys. The bulk of these guys, as much as we love Uber Eats and everything, their hygiene is questionable. Hugging somebody, ew.
Hey, Sol, we are really becoming a poor country. What's going on? Border. In our country, as a right. First of all, you've said something about these guys on the podcast. How some of them do not really bath. How is this going to happen? I don't support this. I just do not. We all know that when countries are deteriorating, they always explore these other measures. We don't need that in our country. It's just unsafe, and first thing, it's not supposed to be happening.
Yo, Mfundi, I say Kezelwa straight, and you're right. Why don't I have a case? Manje kumele umahaku umuntu kuseni uyespanini bakubuza emsebenzini. What's that smell, Saul? Is that you? And you know it's from your Uber Moto trip. It's 7:30, time for headlines.
Soze. Labantu abakwazi ukudrive basidrivisa kabuhlungu. Imagine masina thwele umuntu noba stress amhlungu bathola ukudla. Hayi ngeke baleka, never not. He bananga sike nyala, hayi nyala.
Mina angivumi le rank because a lot of crimes are committed via motorbikes. And other than that, actually Lagos la. We are not in Indian. Actually India la. Is it Nigerian or Indian? Not in South Africa.
Haibu.
We have enough crime, so we cannot continue with that.
What is saying about it? No, man. Uber's an American company. But I get what you mean. We'll start looking like those countries because about Accra, cities, rather.
Okay, let's be honest. Mm. What is wrong with looking African? We are an African country.
You know what's wrong, right? It's the overpopulation, congested, safety hazards, health hazards. Because, I mean, what happened to COVID when we were sanitizing everything? Now we need to wear a helmet, share a helmet with 500 other people on a daily basis.
If you do not take care of your infrastructure, if you do not take care of your borders, this is what you end up with.
That's why, like many African countries, let's take care. Let's build new roads.
Hey, a motorcycle would be a bad idea. I feel like also you're making an excuse for those guys. Yes, they may be working under duress or under a certain target, but then there's lives. It's not their lives only in danger. It's the lives of the next person who's driving because those guys, you know, especially the Checkers 60-60 guys, those guys are a mess. You find them knocked almost every week, starting every week, because they don't think for themselves and other people. They don't consider other people.
60 guys, they drive recklessly. They don't check us.
I don't actually agree with it. Firstly, you look at Emmy Trent was Kailami. I've got this problem with these scooter drivers. These scooter drivers, no. They're driving reckless. We had two accidents in a week. I had one, the worst part, I had one Soweto. This guy was driving like a maniac. And then Ngam Kichimi Sangoba, he was driving as a maniac. And guess what? By the time I reached him, he was already on the floor. PP.
And if you're doing 120 kilometers and you're in the back of the scooter, how do you even communicate with the guy that, hey man, slow down, I don't like your driving? Because of your helmet, shy more hang up.
Morning, guys. You know this Uber, whatever they call it, these motorbikes, do you think they are meant for South Africans? They're not meant for South Africans. That should tell you. And that's why they're starting in the CBD. They are not for you, South Africans. Can't fool ourselves and say we don't want this in our country. We no longer have a country, guys. Think about it.
Hayi yabona mina le iguta le esechoze utseplone lona hayi ngayiphikisa number 1 abantu asifani ngama habits yabona abanye abantu abagezi nje sidalwa nje so yosherana ne helmet engazi ukuthi ibuya kwekhanda likabani hayi ene another thing mina ngiya driver la ngisipana khona there's no day that goes la ngaboni accident yalo labantu beyiguta bama Uber Eats on a daily basis kwamina nje self angazi ukuthi sabangichayise kayingakhi so labantu ba reckless ngapha so share ama helmet ngapha sengibambezele kwenye indoda manje hayi suka scooter is something a personal mangigibeze umntwana wami or ngigibeze medium sengibambana nenye indoda manje sengibambezele kwenye indoda ayime kancane
akafuni kubambe enye indoda. But on a serious note, I'm also worried about safety of these guys. Mm. I mean, just a few weeks ago, there was a stolen Uber in Mandela's house, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where his grandson was also part of the accused.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are going to get robbed. Because you see these phone snatchings that happen.
Mm.
Now, like I know in Rosebank, they barricade half the road but with these blue barricades so that the cars, because there's been many phone snatching and cars getting away, the cars didn't get slowed down.
Yes.
But now the criminals will just say, okay, we'll snatch the phones. Scooter.
Yeah.
And these guys, the scooter are not my size. They're very lightweight.
Mm.
You know, they can easily get robbed. Nango Chrissy requests a trip to Shawelo, gets there, the guy... Tateli scooter plus the keys there as well, and then now you've got illegal scooters committing illegal crimes. I mean, this thing has been already
illegal crime. Crime is never legal.
I mean, illegal activities. illegal. Well, it depends who commits the crime in South Africa. You'd swear some crime carry illegal, you know, because this thing is already active in Rio de Janeiro, Cairo, Lagos, and Bangalore in India. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of videos online where crimes are being committed by guys in scooter, especially in these countries where there's scooters everywhere.
Yeah, and it's very easy to maneuver on a scooter, like you said.
Yeah, now our government really needs to reconsider the inception of this thing here in this country. We don't see it working.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.